thought they convinced the Southerners that it was all fated and they shouldn't go doing anything because of that. I couldn't be much of a witness to their mass conversion. My bowels overruled my desire to observe. I spent most of my time making a worse mess of myself. At some point, our former guards decided to bring us to Lady's attention in an effort to curry favor. Blade recognized us as they brought us out of the pen. Blade looks like he might have been born Gnar. Like them, he's tall, black, and muscular, without an ounce of fat on him. He says little but has a strong presence. His background is shadowy. He ran with Willow Swan and Cordy Mather, who saved him from crocodiles several thousand miles north of Taglios. What everyone knew for sure, what Blade made no effort to hide, was that he hated priests. Singly, collectively, and without any prejudice whatsoever, where belief system was concerned. Once I thought he was an atheist, who hated the whole idea of gods and religion, but after further exposure I decided it was only the retailers of religion he detested. That suggested sharp incidents in his past. No matter now, Blade took Sindhu and I away from our guards.
Standard bearer, you stink.
Call out the ladies in waiting. Let them give me a bath. I couldn't remember my last bath. In Dejigore, we didn't waste water on trivialities. Of course, now we could all bathe all we wanted, although the water would be unclean. Blade obtained fresh clothing by the expedient of robbing some southern officers. Had us clean up and visit the inadequate field physicians Croker had tried to train for the Taglian forces. They knew less about stopping the drizzling shits than I did. It was daylight when Lady saw me. She already knew the prisoners were deserters from the city. She was blunt. "Why did you run out, American?" "I didn't. We decided somebody had to come find you. I lost the election. She was in a bleak mood, apparently pretty sick herself. Never mind the humor, Mergen. One-eyed Goblin figured I was the only trustworthy guy who had any chance of getting through. They couldn't leave. I didn't make it, though. Why did you feel the need to send someone?" "Mogaba elected himself god. With the water around us, keeping the southerners back, he doesn't need to get along with anybody who doesn't agree." Sindhu said, "The black men believe they serve the goddess mistress, but their heresies are grotesque. They have become worse than unbelievers." I pricked up my ears. Maybe I would learn something about Sindhu's bunch. I had bones to pick with them. I hadn't yet found any evidence to suggest that it wasn't them who kidnapped me and took a crack at murdering Mogaba. Still, I couldn't imagine why they would bother. Sindhu and Lady talked. Her questions sounded vaguely doctrinal. Sindhu's replies made no sense.